Hey guys, welcome to the fourth episode of Never Offside with Julie and Kat. Today we're going to be joined by Nick Suzuki's fiance, Caitlin Fitzgerald from Montreal. So we'll get to her in a little bit. We have a million questions, Julie, for her.
Yeah, the questions came in by the boatloads.
Yeah, Montreal showed up and asked us a bunch of questions. So very excited to talk to her. But yeah, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was really, we had a low-key weekend, I would say. Not much to report. You were kind of all over the place. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I went to LA for a friend's birthday. And then last night was the Sharks charity event, which coincidentally is a wine tasting. So you know
fun.
Me.
But
yeah, that works out quite well for me. And it was really fun. And there were all these different wineries from Napa that were there, and we had some funny auction items. And
I saw Tyler trying to bid on hanging out with the kids on the team.
The children. Yeah. So Will and Macklin had an auction item going to a Warriors game with them. So Ty really wanted it, and he tried, but then the number got a little too steep for our budget. So
he was just playing the game. He was just trying to get people riled up to bid more. And then
something cool was our table actually won it. We had a table that was really going for the auction items, which made it exhilarating when they won.
Yeah. So. I love that. How fun. What a good idea.
Yeah, it was fun. There was like a ring toss with wine bottles. Like the Sharks did a really good job. So it was very fun.
Cool.
Something that I actually wanted to kick off this show with, Quickie.
Oh my gosh.
So excited. Oh my gosh.
Yes. Jonathan Quick, the first, I think I read, the first U.S. goalie to win
400 games.
Amazing.
I know. And honestly, they're just the best people. The Quicks are a family in this world where you just, they're just the best. They take you in, they entertain you, they get the teams together, whatever team they're on. I miss them every day in LA, but then when we were in Jersey last year, we got to hang out with them all the time in Connecticut. So we celebrated like every holiday with them last season, which was just phenomenal. And I'm so excited for Jackie and just the whole family.
Just a huge accomplishment. I don't even know them. I just know them through you and through just the hockey world itself. The only way Jackie and I are connected is via Kat has put me into their fantasy football league for the last 3 years, I think.
Yeah.
And Jackie has the best banter within our fantasy football league group chat, I will
say.
Yeah,
Jackie's a New Yorker, so her she's unfiltered.
I love it. And I love our little like side friendship because of you. I just think she is one of the real ones, and you can just tell just from afar, like you said, they bring everybody together no matter, you know, where it is. So yeah, it's so cool. And congrats to that family. That is so rad.
It's just fun to celebrate good people, right?
Truly, truly.
Coming up next is Caitlin, Nick Suzuki's fiance, Fitzgerald.
Cute.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce, all the saves.
Stop from Vasilevsky.
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
What's up, everybody? Adnan Verk here to tell you about a new podcast. It's NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here, and after playing 700 NHL games, I got a lot of dirty laundry to air out.
Hey, I got a lot to say here too, okay? Each week we'll get together to chat about the sport that we love.
Tons of guests are going to join in too, but we're not just going to be talking hockey, folks. We're talking movies, we're talking TV, food, and Adnan's favorite, wrestling. It's all on Le Table.
Listen to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers in the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, and we're back with Caitlin, soon to be Suzuki. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, Caitlin.
Thanks for having me.
Not gonna lie, we got so many questions for you that we could probably just write this episode off and just ask you.
Really?
I know. Honestly, we could just pull up our phones. We could sit here and we could be like, so and so wants to know what your favorite place to eat at is in Montreal. So let's start with that.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, as you guys know, we have way too many good restaurants here. I think Nick and I's like go-to, like, favorite kind of, oh my God, we need to go here and bring people here is that Greek restaurant, Milos.
Yeah.
Oh, so I never good. Got there. Damn.
Yeah. Oh, that's like 10 out of 10 every time.
The crispy, like, zucchini chip things with mm-hmm. the dip. Oh, so mm-hmm. good.
Amazing. You guys got a tavern on the square quite a bit too, right?
Oh, yeah. That's like also like a Tuesday night. They do like burgers and the guys love that after the game.
After the game, the burgers. Mm, yeah. Gosh, yeah. That is one thing I miss about Montreal is the food scene. I just feel like that restaurant and community is just
it's crazy.
One of a kind. Like they just take care of you like your family. And yeah. It's like you said, there's too many spots to name there. It's just so
And they keep so opening good. Up. And we're always like, we have like lists and lists.
I know.
And we've lived here for how many years? And we still have places like we're dying to go to all the time.
I mean, shout out to Mandy's for getting us through the pandemic, all of us. That right? Was,
honestly, gosh.
Oh, what a best. Year.
I'm wearing actually a Bernie beignet.
Perfect setup. Oh, I do dream That's about so a Bernie funny. Beignet donut every now and
so
then.
So good.
Let's get into it though. So I was actually having to go do a little Google search, on the timing of all of it when Nick got traded from Vegas to Montreal in 2018. Mm-hmm. What was he 19 years old? Was I doing the math?
Yeah.
And were you guys together that you guys are like high yes. school sweethearts?
Yeah. We were together. I remember I was in college at the time, so I was asleep. At home peacefully. And Nick calls me and like it was like 1 a.m. our time. And I'm literally like, why the F are you calling me? I have school in the morning. He's like, I got traded. I'm like, what? Traded where? What? You've never set foot on the NHL ice in your life. I'm like, what is going on? His parents, his family, they were all in Vegas. They had bought like thousands of dollars worth of merch.
Oh, because yeah, this was like before a season started. His first NHL yes. season was gonna be in Las Vegas. Mm-hmm. For what was that, their inaugural season or yes, second?
Or the second, I think. It's hard to remember now looking back, but he was there for like their rookie camp, like in the fall, something like that.
Okay.
And they were like a bunch of them went, got all this merch, like jerseys, like stuff for the house, for his room. Bam. So they went and returned it. They let them return it all.
Oh my God. Oh.
Yeah.
That's a success story.
Yeah. All like Suzuki on it, like the whole nines. Like some of this, we kept a jersey or two, but yeah, it was crazy.
So mm-hmm. so run it back. You were together at this time. A lot of people yeah. want to know how you guys met.
It's kind of like very 2016 of us, but we met through social media. I knew Nick's brother before I knew him, just through friends. And it was literally like a Snapchat love story, which is very sad to say, but... I was 16. Nick was 17. That's just kind of how it was. And
that's modern day.
I mean, yeah, I feel right? like Kat and Ty somewhat. It was like the DMs were a situation there. So
yeah,
right.
I got hit up in the DMs after we met, but like yeah, our relationship started on Instagram. So
Jeff
yeah.
and I yeah. met in ancient times when social media wasn't even a thing. Oh my gosh, I don't that's even think funny. When we got married. Instagram had just become a thing, and one of my like New York friends, like she was up with the times, she posted a picture of our wedding and she put like the sepia filter on it, and we thought it was like the coolest thing ever. I was like, what is this? I want to print this photo out, like it's so
pretty. That's so funny.
And then Instagram blew up after that, which I'm quite thankful that
yeah
I didn't have to do that. But so you met via high school / Snapchat.
Yeah.
And the rest is history. So he gets traded to Montreal and y'all are 18, 19 years old.
I think his first season actually playing, I would have been, yeah, he was 19 because my birthday's in February. So I would have been turning 19
Okay. And so he's in playing, and then you are living at home finishing university.
Yeah.
And yeah. When do you move to Montreal?
Well, ladies, I made the move during the COVID year. For some crazy
that
reason.
That was your first year? Oh my God. You and yeah. Emily. That's so
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, that was a crazy, we talk about that all the time. What were we thinking? I was thinking my school went online and this is going to be great.
Yeah, and then you didn't want to be alone. So you're with your
I
bestie.
I didn't know that about you. I obviously knew that about mm-hmm. Evans, but I didn't know that was your first full.
That was also my first full season, yeah.
Wow, yeah. What a season.
Yeah, wow. I don't actually think I knew that either, but we had known each other from you visiting or whatnot before. And all of it's just a blur now. I just remember swinging by and picking you up to some of the games, dropping you off and talking about your cats and your jobs and all the things like that. And then you're like, I think I'm going to make the move officially. Mm-hmm. Time becomes a blur when you live all of these years together. Kat and I go back and forth and we're like, we got to go check the camera roll. Like, what year was that?
Oh, my God.
People ask me how long Nick's been playing for, and I'm like, I have no idea. I don't remember.
What is the answer? Can you give us the answer?
Do we know?
4, 5, 6 years.
Just I think short
it's
of
that
a decade.
COVID year. It's that COVID year that throws me right off, and I'm like, it's been a while. We've been here for a bit.
That COVID year that they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, and we're all just
right.
What? Right? Where we all became soul sisters for life.
It really does make me laugh when I go back and look at the photos of us with Burge and we're all with our masks on and we're all so excited, but we're also like, this is wild.
What the heck? Yeah.
Yeah, God. So funny, ever since we confirmed you being on this podcast, my Twitter and Instagram algorithm is cats. Like, I keep getting, like funny cat memes. And normally
That's so funny.
Normally, my algorithm is dogs, right? But now I'm getting cats. So a lot of people wanted to know about your very chic cats.
Yeah, my two little children. They're my favorite. Yeah, we got our first one during, like, that year that I made the move. Because I was like, I'm going to go insane if I don't have something to care for.
Yeah.
Besides myself. Because we couldn't go anywhere. So we got our first one, Milo, that year. And then we got Leo two summers ago. And they're best friends. And
do you ever get the – because I remember learning – I remember, like, when you first ask people, like, oh, do you have any pets? And they, like, admit that they're a cat person. Do you ever – you know what I mean? It's, like, the thing that you're like –
oh, yeah.
Yeah, we have cats. And it's like, oh, you're a cat person.
Oh, yeah.
But then – so I admittedly was like – I was a little shocked. I was like, oh, your cat. I would totally peg you as dog people, whatever.
Yeah.
And then it makes so much sense that you guys have cats. It's like y'all's demeanor. You and Nick both have the calmest demeanor that it's like I just – and your cats, like cat, like our cat said.
Yeah.
Like they're just these chic, like calm,
they're beautiful.
Quiet little –
thank
you. You know, and like it just makes sense now. But – I just laugh at I remember asking you the first time, mm-hmm. like, do you have pets? And you're like, yeah, we have cats. And I was like,
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are like, oh,
yeah.
Cats. But I grew up with cats my whole life. We always had two cats at a time. Like, we always had, like, a stray here, a stray there. We always had two cats. So when I moved to Montreal, I'm, like, looking around. I'm like, it's kind of boring in here with no animals. Nick had never had any animals before. They just didn't have time growing up.
So you just made him a cat person.
I was like, we're getting a cat. He was like, okay.
Great. And just for the record, I'm not knocking cats. I'm just allergic to cats. So when I'm
around them. A lot of people are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just start sneezing. So it's like.
But some people really hate cats, which is fair enough. I get it.
Can you tell us about the charity that you guys work with dogs? And is there a dog in the future because of it?
Ah, that's a little bit of a secret. But yes, there is. Nick has been working with them for like the last 3 or 4 years now, and I've kind of taken like a backseat to it in a sense where like Nick's the ambassador. So I was kind of there kind of watching the whole thing unfold, but I've really gotten to know the family and they're amazing people. Everyone who works for the foundation is absolutely amazing, but we fostered a little golden retriever Ruby in the summer for 5 days. Just out of a fluke, John, he runs the foundation with his family. He sent me a photo of her. We just landed from Europe. Kat, we saw you there. Mm-hmm. We just landed. And he sends me a photo. And I was like, of course we'll take her. Mm-hmm. Of course. She was with a family, whatever. It wasn't a great situation. She got dropped at like the SPCA here, which is essentially like the shelter. And we had her for 5 days, fell in love, and maybe she's going to be in our future. We'll find out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And so, it's the Assista Foundation?
Yeah, yeah. So she's actually like been training to be a facility service dog, which is what all their dogs do. So I might also have been doing that since the fall. So, yeah, we'll see.
Oh, that's so fun. And Ruby gets along with the kitty cats?
Yeah, she's an angel. She really is. And my cats love dogs, so... I might have a zoo here soon. You never know.
I support a zoo.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Montreal, obviously, it's one of the craziest places for the guys to play. It's mm-hmm. the best fan base. Mm-hmm. It's wild. And Nick was named captain. Mm-hmm. So can you tell us just what that was like for you guys?
I think, honestly, it was insane in the best way possible to also – this was what, 2 years ago now? Like, we were so young. We are young. A lot of the vets were kind of phasing out. We only had a few left. And, you know, I just think it's surreal, but it's also, it's been amazing. It really has. But yeah, I think at the start, I was like, holy shit, for lack of better words.
And you can say it.
It was pretty crazy. I can't lie. Nick is definitely amazing and so deserving, and I think they made a great choice. Obviously I'm biased, but yeah, it's been a whirlwind the last few years, like figuring out going from being the young people to kind of leading a team on both sides. You know, this comes with leading the girls as well, which is a blast. But yeah, I think in both sides of it, it's a big task to take on when you're like 22 years old. So
well, you've done a phenomenal job.
Thank you. Watching
from afar, you've done so much great stuff and you've really immersed yourself. So
I learned from the best of you guys.
I couldn't agree more. And like you said, the timing of it was like the writing was on the wall, like the natural fit and making a young guy that was going to be there for the test of time, it only made sense. But I can only imagine like how scary taking on that role is in any market, but in Montreal, you know, it's magnified. And I love how you touched on, like, from the get-go, you realize that there's a responsibility for you too, for leading the wives. And like Kat said, like from afar watching you do it, and obviously like, I wouldn't say Angela wasn't like technically a captain's wife, but she was. I mean, she owned a lot of the a lot of it, that like handing over the baton, just because I'm with her all the time, just hearing firsthand how she's just like, Caitlin Suzuki frickin' rocks. Like, she just took this on and she's going, like, she just felt like at ease, almost like handing it over, because it is like, okay, like, you know, and just watching, like Kat said, it has been such a joy, like watching you just take all the girls under your wings and put your own spin on it too. Like put the younger, you know, things change, times change, and you're a natural.
Very much. What are some things you've learned through it all?
I think, well, I'll never forget the day Ange looked at me. We were in a suite for some sort of event at the Bell Center, and she looked at me and goes, do you want to take on the wives fund? She basically was telling me I was taking on the wives fund. I looked at her. I was like, hey,
yeah.
Do I? I was like, of course I will. That was a big learning thing. But yeah, I just think it's been like, it's been crazy. I think I learned from all of you guys. Like Nick's first season, I was 19. You guys were all kind of leading the way. I think you learn and grow through. And a big help was Shannon Allen before she left, sadly, too. She was kind of my last little soldier to help me out. So she really helped me out big time.
She's such a good soundboard.
And she's great at getting people together and just the whole thing. Like, I took the wives home we had here before, and then I took what she used actually in St. Louis, and I kind of meshed things together. And you kind of see what works and what doesn't. And, yeah, it's going well.
People don't know what the wives fund might be.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah. Just let's just give a little go on what the Wives Fund is.
Basically, it's for us to have our own little fun for baby showers, bachelorettes, like all the little kind of things, girls' nights that it might be for. But yeah, it's just like the fun that all of us kind of pay into each year. And it truly is like a part of being on the team. It's something for us. And we've had a baby shower. We had a bachelorette this year so far. And trade gifts, as you guys know, sadly.
I've quite a few trade gifts. I'm actually wearing. I'm wearing my Montreal necklace right now, actually, because it's quite a lucky necklace. So I wear it a lot. So.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
How do you think with the pressure that comes with playing in Montreal and then being the captain and the captain's fiance, soon to be wife, how do you think you balance Nick and vice versa? Like, he balances you? Because I know it's easy to get worked up on our side of things, mm-hmm. because you take on so much responsibility.
Yeah, I think I'm very protective of Nick in a sense where he's so, you guys know him, he's so calm, so cool, so collected. I always make the joke that I think someone could punch Nick and he'd just be and walk away. That's the running joke. He is he's so helpful. If there's anything that I'm unsure about on the girl's side or even the wife's side, as simple as helping with the money, he does it. He's very helpful. And I think on my side of things, it's he's learned to leave things at the rink. Not in a bad way, in a sense that that might have sucked. That game sucked. I didn't play well. Whatever it was, comes home and it's we'll talk about it for 5-10 minutes, cut it off. And then it's what happened there isn't, it's.
He's very, very mature, that Nick.
Yeah, he is.
Has he always been that way? Just calm, mature, collected? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's truly one of a kind. Honestly, seeing him when he would come over and play with our kids and stuff, that mm-hmm. would be the time that I'm oh, he is a child. He can let loose. He's playing Nerf guns with my kids. He's he actually is 20 years old,
Yeah.
It's because mm-hmm. being around him, he's just such an old, calm soul, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. which I can see why he's so good at what he does. So.
Yeah. I appreciate that too. I'm an old soul. We're both old souls. I think that's also where we balance each other out, because we're both 85 years old at heart. And
you've got priorities set straight already, which leads to success, I think.
Mm-hmm. I think you told me one time that Nick is just good at everything too.
He is. It's really annoying. So I don't like to play games with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's nitpick. What is one thing he's not good at? He's got to be not good at something. Can he cook?
Cooking.
Okay, there we go. Ooh. He sucks at cooking.
You know what? He can cook not that well. If I was Nick, make dinner, he'd make dinner. But I prefer to eat what I make.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
That's funny. One of the videos I went back to look at of us was when we did the Squid Games. And Nick was the only one that won. We all would have died.
Every time. That's what I'm saying. No matter what it is, he always wins. And it's so annoying. I won't play Scrabble with him. I don't like playing games with him at all. Because it's just annoying.
That is annoying.
I'm very competitive.
I live with one of those too. And it's just quite frustrating. But mm-hmm. from a competitive soul.
You have something very big coming up. Talk about your wedding?
Of course.
Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
We've told you that before, but we're very excited for you guys.
The royal wedding. The royal wedding is coming up.
Julie and I are dubbing your wedding the royal wedding.
I mean, honestly, you just look in the spotlight that you're in. It's the captain of the Montreal Canadiens. I mean,
I'm excited.
It is going to be just incredible. How has mm-hmm. planning been going? All the things, the challenges of picking the date and mm-hmm. not making sure it's on somebody else's date that you're close mm-hmm. to, because we all share the same friends.
Yeah. I learned that I'm not a wedding person. Not that I think the whole planning and the whole, everything that goes into it is not for me. I've never dreamed of a wedding. I've dreamed of the person I'm going to marry, but not, I'm not a wedding person. So I kind of realized that through the process, but my wedding planner has been absolutely amazing. She pretty much, they do everything. I just kind of write emails saying yes, no, maybe so. I don't really I say what I feel, and then that's pretty much it. We picked most of our stuff. I have my dresses and stuff, so.
Dresses?
Yes, I have two dresses.
Wow.
I do. Yeah.
I can't wait. Who do we think is going to be the first person to have their shirt off at this wedding? Because we all know hockey weddings, it turns into just anything goes. I don't know
what takes over at hockey weddings. Nick, I look over and his shirt's gone. And I'm like,
oh, so we
where
think
did
Nick
that go?
Maybe. Nick might have.
I literally wouldn't put it past him at all.
Just so get we'll past see. Some of the pictures. Let's get some good photos first and then tarps off.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I said. A veteran move is just to take your shirt off so that it doesn't get ripped in front of everyone. Just a little tip. Our best photos at our wedding, Ty is shirtless with just a tie on, and it just is so embarrassing. And that's why I don't really throw back a lot of photos from my wedding. So I feel like maybe make sure you get those photos in before.
Beforehand. Yeah, that's a good call.
Oh yeah, my gosh. That's my main tip.
Our wedding wasn't a hockey wedding yet because we were just like Jeff was just in the league. Like we didn't really invite any hockey people except from college. And so it just didn't really get that out of control. But our worst photos, which before Instagram, before social media, and I deemed them that, was we wore cowboy boots. He wore cowboy boots and his feet, I guess, were hurting. So he had his shoes off by the end of the night and he was just wearing like Nike socks. And I was like, so there's like all of our photos and he's got like just these white like tennis socks on.
Oh,
and I'm
man.
Like, really?
No, it's just a thing. You got to get those photos in before something goes
awry. Oh,
that's
so good.
Yeah.
That's good to know. I never would have thought of that, to be honest.
Just get the pictures in and then all hell can break loose and you'll be fine.
What are you most excited for with the wedding? Like from all the planning, like what's been something that's been really exciting?
It's like all the people who are coming. I think to get everyone together from like different eras of hockey, essentially, like our first year, who we have now, like people who have been traded, like maybe some people who aren't in the league anymore. Like I think getting everyone back together and also meshing that with our like closest family and friends, who it's just going to be so like to have everyone in one space together is like my dream come true. I pretty much am like looking forward to the party aspect of it. And I know it's going to be so much fun. So I'm really looking forward to that.
I'm excited to have a reason to come to Montreal in the summer and hang out with all of you guys.
Right?
It's just going to be the best.
Yes,
I can already.
I'm excited.
I love having something in the summer to like bookmark the summer. Like this is what we build the summer. And we have a couple weddings this year and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
I'm going to build everything else around it.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
How was your bachelorette? It looked crazy.
It was a blast. We went to Aspen, me and all my girlfriends. It was the trip of a lifetime. Everyone was like, that was probably the best week of my life. And everyone said, too, the snowmobiling was their favorite part. And that was actually mine, too. Out of all things, it was the snowmobiling. It was absolutely beautiful. The ranch that we did it with was, they were amazing. Our two tour guides were like a blast. They like had the best time with us. And my friends were making crazy jokes the whole time. So, you know,
I loved how you guys had how all the girls had the matching snowmobile suit or just snow suits, like the teal.
It was so cute.
So cute. Everything was picture perfect.
Yeah. I hired a company and they did like an amazing job because we started out, me and my maid of honor started out planning it. And then we're like, this is a lot. And I was like, screw it. And I found this company on Instagram. They're called Batch to Basic.
Oh.
11 out of 10. Like if you ever, amazing. They killed it. They did everything there. They did the snowsuits, like everything. It was amazing.
Wait, that is so cool. I'm going to note that for somebody else's bachelor.
Right? Yeah, it was amazing.
Julie, where was your bachelorette?
My bachelor was in Austin, Texas.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And there's nothing really to show for it except we had a heck of a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, I found one of the dresses. I was cleaning out something the other day and I found one of the dresses. I was like, the last time I wore this was on my bachelorette party. I think it's time I can donate this. Yeah. Super fun. Kat, what did you do?
I went to Miami with all my best girlfriends.
Oh, so fun. Oh.
Yeah.
That's so fun.
We did everything. We started out really classy and like went to the Versace mansion the first night and looked all pretty. And then we ended it just being crazy in the swamp. So
yeah,
yeah.
So. It's like it's always a downward.
Yeah, we got like a good couple pictures in, and then we literally ended the bachelorette on a gator boat with like trucker hats on.
A gator boat.
That's so fun.
It was my dream. It was so fun. We were just so fun drinking tall boys in the swamp, and it was just it was great. So
that's so fun.
That sounds like an upcoming break that we all have here coming next week. I just always like to default and call it all-star break, but now same. I can say like bye week, but now we're going to call it Four Nations break. I don't know. That seems like a little bit of a tongue twister. Do you guys have any plans for that?
We're going to Miami actually with our, Nick's best friend, he plays on Utah, and I'm really good friends with his girlfriend as well. So we're meeting them there. We don't really get to see them that much through the hockey season.
That's so fun.
She was on my bachelorette, but I'm really, really excited. So we're going to be with them for about 5 days. So, yeah, we're excited.
Did you say Utah?
No, sorry. Wait. Plays on Utah.
So
he's Nick's best friend from junior hockey, but he plays on Utah now. So the schedules never align for us to really see them, obviously, during the season, except Nick saw him a couple weeks ago when he was there. But I'm really excited to see them both. So, yeah, we're going to spend a week with them.
There's I think there's a Milos in Miami, right?
There is. Yeah. There is.
So you can take that show on the road.
Right?
I'll send you the link to the gator boat because I fully recommend it. And I think that that would be so fun.
It might be like snowmobiling. It might turn into just the best part.
The best part of our trip.
The best part about it.
So funny.
I mean, it's a very good time. Speaking of friends in the hockey world, we got a lot of questions about Cole and how often he's at your house.
Surprisingly, not so much anymore, but it's because he lives with Devo. Him and Devo live together, Christian Dvorak, as I call him Devo. That's not his name, but I call him that to his girlfriend as well. So once the guys get the nicknames going, it's really hard to call them by their full name. It feels weird almost.
This has been a topic on this podcast, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So him and Devo are together. I think they're like a married couple. They're together all the time.
So is Devo babysitting him? You would say he's his babysitter?
I would say close enough.
Because everybody's been wondering who's watching after Cole. You know, it's all of his babysitters. The Weidmans have left. We left. And it's like, who's taking care of him? So that's funny. Devo. Way to go.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your guys' favorite things to do in Montreal that, like, people wouldn't assume? Like, other than the restaurants, other than just, you know, like...
I honestly, it sounds silly, but, like, this is more, I guess, when the weather's nice, but, like, we renovated our house for, like, 2.5 years. We finally moved in the spring, and we are obsessed with our neighborhood, and we're, like, out walking all the time. More so, obviously, when it's nice out, but they just opened a Cafe Olympico, which is our favorite cafe in the world, down the street. So honestly, and then we have this little fruit tour that we go to. It's just like, it's our dream. So I honestly think just like being in our house and like able to like go out in the neighborhood and like enjoy what like kind of our neighborhood has to offer has been amazing. And you know, if we get the dog, potentially maybe some dog walks. We have some really nice areas for that around here. So
I love
you guys,
that.
You guys are such old souls.
That's what I'm saying. You're like, we don't really do anything crazy. I think it really is like, we're like 85 years old at heart.
You're speaking to my soul. I know exactly what you're talking about. And it was my favorite thing to do, too. It's just.
Yeah.
Same. And Kat, you can attest. Kat got 30,000 steps a day. Steps in Montreal. A day,
yeah.
So she knows exactly.
Yeah.
I miss Mount Royal every day. I really do. Oh, it's just so nice, the best.
Mm-hmm.
Let's finish here with some quick, what are we calling this? Quick shootout
questions. Yeah.
No,
don't be scared. What are you watching these days?
Probably everything, but right now I'm on Night Agent.
Night Agent, what's that on?
It's a Netflix show. It's really good. Nick and I were watching it, but then he's gone, so I just kept going without him.
You just keep going.
But I'm a big Real Housewives girl.
Yeah,
as are we.
All the Real Housewives, yeah, that's kind of what, that's a constant below deck, but I think Night Agent was I'm watching right now.
Well, I'll spin off that. What's your favorite Housewives? Like New franchise?
Jersey. Well, it was. I think Salt Lake City now. New Jersey is kind of, you know, right now. But Salt Lake City, I think, like, takes the cake for the last few seasons.
Yeah, because they're absolutely unhinged.
Right? It's great.
Other than Housewives, what's your guilty pleasure?
I feel like taking baths for way too long.
That's a good one.
I'm on that. Like, I love that.
That's like my, like, oh, I'm going to have a bath for like an hour and a half tonight. It's bad, but sometimes that's what I do.
Mm-hmm. Nick's like, I'll see you in 3 hours.
Pretty much. I'm like, have fun on your video games. I'm going to go have a bath.
And what is your favorite thing in your makeup drawer right now?
Oh, that's a good one. Oh, I think the House Labs foundation.
House Labs foundation. See, I'm going to take it's notes really from this.
Yeah, I'm not a makeup girly. So yeah.
It's really good.
Well, there are so many comments in our questions about like your makeup secrets and like your tips. Who does your lashes? Like everybody wants to know what you're doing, girl. And I agree.
That's such a nice compliment.
You're always glowing. You're always looking top notch. Your hair, everything. So
nice. Yeah, a lot of the questions weren't questions. They were just compliments of you. So.
Oh, that's so nice. That just made my day.
Well, right. We just cannot thank you enough for coming on and chit-chatting with us. I feel like it's like old times just sitting there. Like
I know. I miss you guys.
I know. We miss you.
I'll be there this month because the Sharks play there. So,
Yeah.
So I'll see you. Yeah.
I'm excited.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
That was so fun talking to Caitlin and just reliving the good times in Montreal. I cannot believe she actually did not know that she moved there, though, during the COVID year. That
was news. That was news to me. I had no idea that she was new there. I just figured they were there forever or something. I don't know.
Yeah, but so fun. And just the fact how Nick and her really have taken the captaincy under their wing and turned it into their own. And they're really doing something special there.
Yeah, she is just so mature. I mean, Emily told me she was like, she's the most mature person here, like on the whole entire team organization. She's just like wise beyond her years.
Perfect.
All right. So I'm excited about our Instagram that we just started.
Go follow us. It's a new place for all the clips to live. I think we were both getting peppered of like, where can we see this? Not everybody watches on YouTube. So go give Never Offside Pod.
At Never Offside Pod. And that's where we're going to post the majority of our clips and just highlights from the previous episodes with Angela Price, Eric Stone Street, Garzy, like all those.
Gary Bettman. Yeah, we got to dig up the clips from Garzy's episode in studio. So Uncle go Gary. Check those out. And follow again, like you do when you listen to podcasts on whatever platform, follow, like, and share. Please, and thank you.
Thank you.